17h, dans la joie, la bonne humeur. Le gros des événements est au cabestan.
Hello and thank you for joining me at the Avignon Off, the broad-ranging theatre jamboree which is celebrating its 50th year. Avignon in July is as good as going to the fair, except that it's the theatre companies which are supposed to win the prizes. Walking around the centre of the medieval city, stage performers, young and less young, sing or show extracts to advertise their productions in the face of stiff competition. More than 140 venues staging shows and more than 1,300 shows to see. In a side street off of the main Place de l'Horloge, Clock Tower Square, this group is encouraging punters to come and see their classical Don Juan by the best-known French 17th century playwright Molière. They've chosen a much more recent popular French melody to describe their play and tell people where and when it's on. This is how many of the companies most unknown attract the public. If they're very lucky, they'll spark the interest of some enlightened theatre or festival programmers from France or elsewhere. The aim is to give their show a life and them a living after their investment in Avignon. I met some of the people who in different capacities make the off for public and professionals alike. In the street, first of all, Jonathan was working hard in the midday sun, handing out flyers for his play called I Don't Want to Die.
Our show is called Je Voudrais Pas Crever from Boris Vian, a famous French author, contemporary author. And basically the idea is that live music is being played on stage, electric guitar and acoustic guitar, and I interpret texts, poems, songs from Boris Vian. And basically we've done new music compositions and we reinterpret all these words so we hear them differently. And it's a lot about war, about life, and about how life is great. We criticize a lot about the war, like Boris Vian did a lot. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I won't do it in English, it'll be in French. Yeah?
All the best. Bye-bye.
I can't say I bumped into French actor-writer Hervé Guimau in the street, but he assured me he'd been out prospecting like the rest. I had to believe him because in a former life, Hervé had a great career as a journalist with Radio France International. And it's his first time performing in Avignon in a play he has written called The Puzzle. He told me, even if it's a hard slog, it's personally and artistically rewarding.
It's a three-month organization for a small play in a small theatre. But it works very well. The experiment I wanted to leave was to act in a play for a long time, you know, because the way you act, of course, changes, improves. And so it's not only rehearsal and then once or twice play, you know, but really seeing the text, you know, and my own text. That's really strange, but so nice, in fact. The director brought a lot of things to enrich the character. Maybe in my unconscious, you know, maybe that existed, but she revealed, you know, the things. That was very interesting.
Hundreds of thousands of potential spectators come for both the official in and the off in Avignon. The in's offer is a constant, about 40 professional and often groundbreaking or challenging shows. The off has grown exponentially since its beginnings, and especially in the past decade. Storerooms, gardens, schools, cafes become stages for the month, along with smaller or larger permanent Avignon theatres. Serious classical dramas, contemporary works, comedies, musicals, dance, for adults, for children, all imaginable forms of stage art can be found. One of the more established theatres is called Le Pichoun, which means small in local Provençal. The theatre's two 50-seater halls have been owned and run by French producer, writer and actor Harald David and his crew for 3 years. Their varied programme offers some 20 plays or music shows each day throughout the off.
It was an old dream because during about 10 years I was producing some shows here in different theatres, 3 years ago we had the opportunity to buy this theater, and so it was time for stopping to be nomads going from a theater to another one and to have our own theater. I always try to be in the skin of somebody who would see all the shows during all the day and what kind of a travel he would make if he came from 9:45 in the morning until midnight with his imagination, his dreams, his emotion. And I really have now some regular spectators. They are more or less seeing everything that we present, so they come to see 2 or 3 or 4 shows per day. You have a real audience, spectators dedicated to theatre.
At the same time, producer and theatre manager Aral David thinks that although the public is a big part of the off, it's more like a professional market.
We know what it is to rent a theatre all month, how much it costs, and the investment that it represents. For those who do not know it, Avignon is just like a jungle. 17 years ago, there was something like 600 shows. Now there is a double. Trying to explain to the company that we have here in the Pitchoun Theatre, I said, well, we try to offer you the best service that can, and in a spirit which is friendly and professional, but I never forget that you are paying me for doing a job, and I'm trying to do my job as good as I can. It doesn't mean that we can't have some artistic discussions. Of course, we have more proposition than places.
Isabel is a stage director. Just listening to the lively way she talks about her play helps us to understand what keeps these hard-working directors coming back for more. Her play is called The Man in the Attic, in French, L'Homme dans le Plafond.
It's a great Australian playwright called Timothy Daly. He wrote about a real story. It happened in Germany at the end of the Second World War. A couple of German people took a Jew and put him in the attic to protect him, but in the same time for money. And when the war was finished, they didn't tell him. So he stayed there 3 months more in the attic. That he didn't know that war was finished, and it's very funny. I mean, you laugh in a lot of times, but at the same time it's very frightening because the story is frightening, and he makes appear the comic of the terrible situation, which is how people like you and me can arrive at this moment that they can accept to hide this situation, because it's not just money. You have to see the play to understand. But I think that actually we have to think about it, because it's so easy to accept terrible things and to become a barbarian. The play is about that.
Isabel says it's not just about feeding your own passion, actually. She has a cause to defend theatre with a capital T.
I come each year with my company and different shows. I have this one, I have another one, Gargantua on Rabelais. And I think the off is an opportunity for companies. Public that comes is a very enthusiastic public. Now the problem of the off is that it's no more a theatre or festival. You have also one-man show and commercial comedies. And so we have to fight for theatre. Different theatres, Feydeau or Courteline or Racine or Shakespeare, but for theatre. And you have 1,300 plays, but in fact, it's because you have, let's say, half of the plays, which are one-man show and musical shows and non-professional shows. And so it's very difficult for companies. But at the same time, there is a big emulation between theatre companies, and it's great.
Old-timers like Isabel or Harald and newcomers alike aren't ready to throw in the towel, though. Hervé.
It's definitely worse than my 30 years or 40 years of journalism. There's a sort of very festive competition between all the companies. Each time you meet people, you have to tell, oh, you know, this is great, you have to come here, and so, and so, and so.
But apart from that, I imagine having to sell your show all day long, the whole experience makes up for all that. You forget about all that.
Of course. As soon as on stage, it's dark and you have to go. You're not anymore who you are, and you're a new character, and that's so great.
The French tap dancing champions also think the Avignon off is worth hitting the cobblestones under a beating sun for. Well, just a few days more to catch the joy, sweat and tears of all those taking part in the off, in the 1,300 shows in the 2015 50th anniversary programme. Thank you for listening. From me, Rosalind Hyams, and until next time, goodbye.
Bonne journée, bon festival.